This is Jennifer Stone with Stone's Throw. Ah, it's the fourth Tuesday of the month. Ah, yes, every fourth Tuesday of every month, mostly. My show is at 2:30 in the afternoon, my precious half hour. If you want to tell me something, well, just go to jenniferstonekpfa.org. My future is podcasts now. I'm going to do a series on women writers because I'm deeply distressed about the fall of Mills College, and I need to go back and do all the things that I did there in 1951 through 55. I can't think of anything else but the end of my blessed college. I had all these great issues from politics to the pandemic, and I know that one little girl's school, well, never mind, I have to mourn this loss. So many losses, people, but the college is in my hometown in Oakland. I arrived there in 1951. That year, 1951, was the Mills Centennial. 100 years. I was a student, yes, from 1951 to 1955. That's when I got my BA. I joined the parade of girls going across the stage to get their little diplomas. There were so few of us. I don't know, less than 100, I think. We were out in that little Greek theater that is built behind the music building. Now, the music building is a work of art. I go back and look at it sometimes and I'm still amazed. I think that the changes in Mills have not really interfered with the arcane buildings there. That little miniature Greek theater was my favorite meeting place. We figured nobody could hear us out there, but basically we did plays out there. I think of so many dramas. I visualized myself there as Clytemnestra in Electra. Yes, I remember it on that stage. I'm not sure which year. I kept my red costume for decades. It's great sleeves. Most of our plays were done in Lesser Hall. Importance of being earnest, yes, to Sir Fopling Flutter, or the Man of Mode, a restoration farce. Every age, every stage, yes. Trojan Women, Othello, He Who Gets Slapped. Oh, my favorite, I played a lion tamer in that one. The History of Theater, all theater. It's just a terrific liberal education. It's a hands-on education. They're doing it down in South Africa now. Doing on stage what happened to them when apartheid went down. In 51, modern dance was so new, Martha Graham and all those folks. Our faculty, so many from Europe, they were immigrants, not just Darius Milhaud with the art history department. World War II and the Holocaust had sent them over here to us with our good fortune. But Europe is another story. I remember all the wonderful, funny faculty members. There was something called Faculty Village, and we would hang out there evenings. As I say, in the family, my home, we had a religious scholar, Dr. Headley. I found a picture of him in an Irish play. I was all set to send it to Mills so they could put it in the Mills Quarterly. He was in this Irish play, Juno and the Peacock. Dr. Headley, he went out every summer to work in the fields with the other immigrants. He performed all these services, religious services. I don't know how he got away with that. But everything from a rabbi to priest, he did marriages and mass. He was notorious, but I still haven't figured out how he got away with it. Mills changed my life forever. I had a critical writing course, and that changed my literary life. It turned me bawdy for a while, yes. I had permission to be a little bit wild and crazy, but then when the 60s came, all the writers were pretty crazy. I became Gertrude Stein for almost a year, but those plays are completely, what's the word, not impossible. They were fun, but like Four Saints in Three Acts, you know, they have to be taken, not seriously, but they have to be done in fun. Now, by the 60s, the Beat Generation was most of my family. And then, of course, that hippie scene, not so much for me. The Beat Generation I think of as a jazz, yes, jazz time. The psychedelics and the new music, that was the hippie scene. Oh, dear. 1973 at Mills College, Barbara Lee. Yes, Barbara Lee went to Mills College. She's our representative in Washington. You know, she was the only one to vote against that criminal, evil war, that Bush bungle that started the war without end. And there were no weapons of mass destruction, remember? Couldn't find them. Barbara Lee was or is still free to follow her conscience. I don't know, thinking back, 1951, how I ever got into Mills. I think my father talked me in, right? I'd been to five different high schools, no records to speak of. My father dragged me up there from Laguna Beach. I was in Laguna Beach Playhouse. I thought he was under the impression it was a convent. I didn't tell him anything about it. Anyway, he was a doctor at the Oak Knoll Naval Hospital in Oakland. Yes, the Korean War. Another trip to hell. The wounded were pretty hard. I think he just needed to have me in the neighborhood so he'd keep an eye on me. Now, I'd never heard of Mills. Mills was a same-sex college. Now, at 17, that appeared to me absolutely absurd. In the end, the last year, I had to fight for the money to stay there, always on the outs with my father. Anyway, I worked 17 hours a week in the library, a wonderful job. I got to go through all the newspapers and media and cut out anything that had to do with Mills and paste it in a scrapbook. How about that? I think journalism is a little bit different now. I had to go and get a student loan then. Not enough money in the library. I paid that off, that little loan. For years, I sent them $15 a month. I finally paid it off, and then I had a tiny scholarship. It was from Catherine Cornell. the great lady of the American theater, first lady. She and Helen Hayes, I think. There was a little grant in the theater department, and I think that I liked that most because it had her name on it. Today, the greatest actress in our country, well, in any country, I don't know. I can't. Foreign languages are too difficult for me. I never know exactly what's going on today. My pick is Anna Levere Smith, a master monologist, a writer, a journalist, a thinker, a poet. Actually, today, actor has become multifaceted. They're auteurs, some of them, but they are mostly multiracial. I wish I had a chance to talk all about Anna Deavere Smith. Now, that's a whole podcast, and a podcast on Entesaki Shange. She came this in the 70s for colored girls who have considered suicide when the rainbow is enough. Yes, black actors, seven girls, women. It was, what is it, profound to see that women, black women, up on the Broadway stage and cutting off a piece. I grew up at Mills. I'd come from an atmosphere where Hollywood loomed big, but as it is today, it doesn't really exist. I went to Mills and learned about theater. I can't believe there isn't money out in the billionaire community, enough money to save this precious college. Gloria Steinem, she managed to save Ms. Magazine. I think she turned it into a quarterly, and then, never mind. I think maybe Mills was too progressive. There were too many single moms that needed funding. Barbara Lee was one of the single moms. Yes, Mills, 1973. I hear that only half the student body can pay its own tuition. I guess that's not going to work. I just think how many brilliant women will be lost in the future. Now, the president of Mills, Elizabeth Hellman, she's been trying to say the right thing on the radio like that. I don't think, for myself, I don't think she's got it pinned down. She just says that it's dying in 19, yes, 19. I'm looking here at my numbers. 169 years Mills has existed. Yes, 69 years ago, I was 17. Anyway, I think she said that 2023 is when Mills will shut down, as it were. The girls that are matriculating there will finish, but no new students. 169 years ago, Mr. and Mrs. Mills began with a ladies' seminary. Would you believe a ladies' seminary? That's what it was in the old days. When I think of that, I think the main building, Mills Hall, down next to the Campanile, could go over there and cry, but F. Scott Fitzgerald essay I was reading last night, he says, I cannot cry, I cannot care. That thing will come back no more. That magic twilight is landscapes, dreamscapes, had that 19th century look. I was in Ethel Moore Hall. It's kind of had a Spanish touch. I thought it was up the hill, and I had a forest feeling, yes. When the rain came, I felt like a fairy tale girl in a forest. I don't know. We had so many things at Mills. One of the faculty wives put something together called the Mills Theater Guild. That way we could bring in some male actors when they were needed. For Othello, of course, we had to go looking. I found actors around the Bay Area, most of them from the Intersection in San Francisco. I did a play there one summer at the Belly Union Theater down on Kearney Street. We did Tartuffe. I did the Doreen, the servant girl, the trickster. There was at least six actors there, a pool of terrific actors to bring over to Mills to do the job. Mills, this was the most poetic place I've ever lived in. I sputter trying to put into words. It was, well, most poetic place, almost the most. 4 years I had. No babies, not till the age of 26, not till after New York, no. My Mills is gone. It's still in my memory. I keep it with me always. Now I know it's not the same, never will be the same. 69 years ago, it was the middle of the 20th century. Last time I visited there, classes were full of young mothers. Babies were welcome. Child care is part of the curriculum. So be it. Women's independence is still the great goal. Virginia Woolf's A Room of One's Own. I got that at Mills, too, would you believe? I had a room with no roommates. Not till dinner did I have to save my witty remarks for 60 women around a big table. When the centennial was celebrated over at Lister Hall, I played the role of the muse of history. We had all the muses in full costume. I even spoke a few lines. I was a method actor by then, and I thought that was pretty dumb. I said, you can't act symbols. We'll just stand here and be iconic. Anyway, later I remember saying that Trojan women, Hector's wife. I said, you can't represent all women who are victims of war, prisoners. I mean, Hecuba had bigger ideas. Yes, war in the world, Hecuba. Oh, what am I to Hecuba? War then and war now is still one of life's agonies. Mills actually taught me how to think. What to think came a lot later, along with feminism, second wave, 1970. Germaine Greer's book, The Female Eunuch, yes. Simone de Beauvoir's A Second Sex. I remember Germaine Greer had an affair with the Italian filmmaker Federico Fellini. I thought, now no one could label the new woman as anti-sex or even anti-male. Gloria Steinem got married in her 60s. I digress. Always I digress. Something else I learned at Mills. I got off my track. My track was to go straight to Broadway. I just think that now, those days when I had the foolish ideas that didn't last more than, maybe 1 year, those memories, all those times, then civil rights, then marriage, yes, marriage. I remember watching James Baldwin on television and thinking, oops, there goes my marriage. Yes. Elizabeth Hellman, the president of Mills. Well, she speaks of an institute, was it? I don't know. Maybe it's a think tank. from 1851 until now. I'll call him up, maybe I can get a job. I remember over at the Bella Union Theater, there was a cluster of, gay. They were not gay activists, but they celebrated being gay. A little bar called the Black Cat. And they would end the evening singing, "God Bless Us, Nelly Queens." It was lovely there. I didn't know very much about gay culture in Laguna Beach. There was only a little place called the Round Table down there where you could walk to the beach. Oh, that was such a lovely, lovely place. I cannot remember now what we decided to do about those boys at Mills. Once we had to keep one of the actors, well, he was a dancer, really, Jerry, came from the beige room. We had to keep him overnight, and I told him to go sleep in the big, big bed, the big bed on stage for Juno and the Peacock. And then I wound up sleeping in one of the empty rooms in the dorm. And when the dean found out about it in the morning, she just said, "Oh, what did he use for a bathroom?" The great Dean Hawks. She always wear an orchid. Can you believe an orchid? Oh, dear. I wish I could talk to KPFA listeners on the phone. I used to get calls when the show was over. Talk about what's happening now. When I broadcast live, it was such fun. Collecting people over the years. Yosemite, yes. Yosemite, a friend. Monterey, a friend. Well, it's just one more loss, yes. Although some of those friends are still around. Of course, at 87, all I do is write poetry about loss. I suppose this little half hour will go out for broadcast as a podcast. Podcasts are my future. I just hope that I can use my podcast to celebrate women, not in the style that we did 69 years ago, but just because we love them. Women's lives matter. Black women's lives matter. Asian women's lives matter. Yes. Yes. We all matter. A pregnant teenager, tells us who we are more than anything else in our social fabric. Look around. Girls matter. Boys and girls and men and women matter. The human species is what matters most, right? Teenagers of all colors, even the colorless ones. Today we make up a Creole nation, or a salad of human beings, not a stew, not where everything melts into everything else. Everyone's tea color. No, it's a salad. We're all together, but still individuals. I remember the first issue that brought me to KPFA. Oh, so sad. I didn't know that millions of little girls around the globe had suffered female genital mutilation, FGM. That was a subject I'm still told. It's none of my business. Nobody wants to hear about that. I think Padraig McGillicuddy, the Irish harp, the great harp. She read my work in print, and she said, yes, come on the air and tell people that Nawal El-Sadawe, yes, is being put in jail. She was fighting for the women over there in Egypt. See, the Egyptian law, number 96, for the protection of values against shame, locked her up. Well, we were part part of the people who got her out, and I thought, yes, womankind is my business. The torture of little girls is my business. I had hoped to talk today about all the ways we might make use of our time today, this time when people as old as I am, when we need to shelter in place, so many things we could do. I've had the vaccine, so I should last for a bit, but I think I've put away all my notes on Mills. I'll dig them up, yes. Here we go, Anais Nin, Gertrude Stein, the Brontes. Oh, that's a big one. Have a huge chunk of one of my books is about the holy Brontes. We are now in something called the Golden Age of television. Now that is a truly great subject. The theater, for whatever it's worth, has come to the little screen. A gift. Fantasy documentary. Oh boy. Now there is something I could talk about for a year. Oh, this has been Jennifer Stone with Stone's Throw once again. You can get me on kpfa.org. Jennifer Stone. Go easy. And if you can't go easy, go as easy as you can.